Hi there, welcome to Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and it is March 4th, 2024, and welcome to a new day. I hope that you're having a wonderful day or evening, whatever the case may be when you're listening to this. For me recording it, it's during the day, so anyway, we are going to talk about today in today's episode. We're going to cover a few things about how to take care of our own mental health in a chaotic world. You know, we've talked a lot about what happens when you listen to, there's just so much bullshit being thrown at us from all sides of the fence. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're standing on. Man, you're getting berated with bullshit. You're getting berated with the world's coming to an end. Everything, you know, is, you know, going to hurt us. Everything is just blah, blah, blah. Just damn. Man, you know, is there anything? I heard Elon Musk say one time, does everything have to be bad? You know, he was talking about, you know, having some vision to foresee into the future that potentially he could end up in Mars. And some reporter asked him, well, with all this stuff going on, and I agree, is what the fuck, man? Does it all have to be bad? Yes, there's a lot of stuff out there that you can get pissed about. There's a lot of stuff out there that you can stand up on. But God almighty, do you, honest to God, if that's all you focus on every day, it's something. I heard a lady talking on the Joe Rogan Experience that made a damn good point, and she was a therapist. She said, you know, if you, and I'm not suggesting that you stop your therapy today, but if at some point you don't stop talking about things with your mental health, or you don't stop talking about problems, then all it's doing is really compounding what you already know, you know, and you just keep adding to it. It keeps building and building and building. And I certainly understand and am in some sense guilty of doing the same thing. You know, you listen to so much bullshit. I catch myself watching all these videos that, you know, are people arguing or sovereign citizens on a traffic stop or some shit like that. First Amendment auditors and things like that, you know, that stoke people to the point where, you know, and you get addicted to it, and then it just gets into this fight, and you're sitting there going, why am I watching this? It's almost like watching and no disrespect to Jerry Springer, but a Jerry Springer show. It's, you know, why are we all so attracted to that shit? And so, I have to really pinch myself or pop the rubber band that's on around my wrist to remind me, to reinforce that I need to take care of me. I need to get out and do some stuff. And one of the things that this lady said was talking about, you know, if you just talk about your problems all the time, you talk about all this mental health stuff that's going on with you, or all the things that are a part of your daily experience, and none of them are good, how do you expect for any of that to get better if you don't see some positive outlook towards it? You know, I see all these people that are, you know, for transgender rights and pronoun rights and stuff like that, but I have yet to hear anybody make, you know, other than screaming and yelling and not able to put a coherent sentence together. And this goes on to, and it's not just predicated to that. It's, you know, there's just so much out there that nobody can really give you an articulable thought into why. You know, I don't care one way or the other, you know. I heard a funny thing, and it's just because I'm a smartass. If you want to identify as a lampshade and shove a light bulb up your ass, great. Just don't shove it down my throat. I don't care what you identify as, but, you know, I would like to, and I do have a concern as far as what, why would you want to, and I can't understand because I don't walk in your shoes. So let me just preface it all by that. But I'm not an intolerant prick that I'm not going to be around you or that you can't have a voice. You absolutely can have a voice. You absolutely can be in the, we can absolutely be in the same room. We don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree if that's our thing. But help me understand, without screaming at me, without doing all this shit, help me understand your point of view. Because for me, I'm going neutral on this one, you know, because I don't walk in someone's shoes, but don't walk in mine either. Just because I'm an older Caucasian male doesn't mean that I'm some racist pig, because I'm not. And I have lots and lots of as they now say, receipts to show that I'm not. You know, and so, you know, I want to be able to get along and live on the same piece of real estate, which is called Earth, as everybody else. And I want to live in peace, just the same as you do. I would assume that your whole goal in this life is that you can live free to live the life that you want to live, be free to be the person that you want to be. You know, and I think that at the end of the day, as long as you're not giving me the ultimatum, nor am I, and that works two ways. You know, I'm not telling you you're going to burn in hell because I'm a Christian man. That's between you and God. Or for whatever reason. You know, we're all sinners. So who am I in my glass house to throw any kind of goddamn stone? I'm not. Hell, I just took the Lord's name in vain. But my relationship that I have with God in my own mind is different than in his mind personal. Just like yours is. You know, if you're agnostic or atheist, I see your point on many things. I do. Therefore, I don't mind you listing out for me or telling me if we're having a discussion. But shoving it up my ass isn't going to work either. Should I expect, if I come out and say something counter to what you say, should I say that it's my way or the highway? No, it's our way to a mutual understanding. We don't have to like each other. We don't have to love each other. We can completely disagree. But I can tell you one thing. If a bigoted son of a bitch came up and was going to bully or hurt you, I would have something to say about that. If someone was going to hurt you because of your ideas or your philosophy, then I definitely have something to say about that. You know, I don't think in the public discourse that there needs to be some form of violence. It's like all these climate change folks that, you know, I get your point, but you know, I look at these people and largely they're young people. Go back decades and see what climate calamity that you hear nothing about today. Nothing. That we, you know, the world was going to end about a dozen times in my own lifetime that have come and gone. So I would ask you to look at it from a critical thinking standpoint and realize that maybe some of what you're getting fed, all I'm going to say is do your research. Do I believe that we should live a cleaner life? Absolutely. Do I believe that we can each do our part? And I get back to a lot of things where I say, you know, if you're an environmentalist, how much trash did you pick up this month? Seriously, how much trash did you go out and pick up this month? How many trees did you plant that absorb CO2? And that's what I don't understand. Where everybody wants to go to this totally carbon neutral. Well, what are plants and trees gonna thrive on if they eat CO2? Just throwing that out there. And I heard a really good thing that's food for thought. This guy said, you know what? He said Bill Gates came out and said, you know, cows are destroying the planet. Well, animals have been on this planet for longer than all of us combined. So here's, and he said, here's the thing. He said, tonight let's do, he said, I'm going to lock myself in my garage with a cow. And you're going to lock yourself in your garage with a running car. And tomorrow we'll discuss the outcome. Think about that for a minute. Cows are killing us. I can't tell you how many times as a kid I slept in a barn full of cows. And I was alive the next day. Absolutely alive in the next day. So my point to all that is there is a bajillion things in this world that we can argue about, we can get upset about, that can drive us crazy. That's why I had this little discussion beforehand right now of all these things that are way in the news, things that are that can get real, you know, real edgy. And for both sides of the fence, let me say this. We need to give ourselves on a daily basis a break where we can practice, one, mindfulness and meditation. Take time each day to focus on the being present in the moment. Breathing. Quiet your mind. I wrote a book about quiet your mind. There's a reason for that. It's because when you help reduce the stress and promote a sense of calm, you would be amazed at how your creativity boosts, how your resolve to do that what you need to do every day boosts in a meaningful way. If we're going to exchange in discourse, then let it be from a meaningful place, not a place of screaming, yelling, and tell me, I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're stupid. Well, that's an out that people who don't have a good rebuttal give. Be just like me too. Like if you get put in a corner and I got no way out, then what am I going to do? I'm going to run. Fight or flight. It's a natural human response. So every day, learn to practice mindfulness and meditation for yourself. Forget these, forget the arguments. Forget the arguments you and I could have. Forget the arguments you could have with the world. And just have a sense of calm. See where that takes us both. That we all should practice these things. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Engage in regular exercise. Eat a balanced diet. Prioritize getting enough sleep. Physical health is closely connected and linked to your mental well-being. If your body's in pain, what are you going to be? You're going to be in a bad mood. If your organs are working harder because you're eating a shitty diet, you're overweight, you've got type 2 diabetes or you got high blood pressure, you got all of these things, then maybe a healthy lifestyle is the answer. So take time every day. I take my dogs out and I walk them on a regular basis now, more so than I ever have. My littlest one, Glitzy, if all of you know the show, then you know and you've heard her bark and you know that they're in the studio and they pretty much stay in my office all the time, that, you know, she will walk my ass off. Because if there's 25 acres out here where we are, she will walk every inch of it to find a place to poop. Just been that way since she was little. Walks everywhere, got to find the perfect exact spot. Where Chromie, who was my sister Debbie's dog that came to live with me after she passed, he can run out the door and he's on his own the way, you know, but Glitzy's got to go walking, so she's my walking partner. So, you know, get out and do something, you know. And I was hearing another thing. I was listening to a lady on Joe Rogan's show that was talking about the same thing we were talking about a minute ago. And she also said, you know, taking a break, running an errand, just getting out and doing something that gets your mind off of the social experiences that you're having. Doing something as innocuous as going to the store, but, you know, going in and walking around the store, you know, instead of, you know, walk up and down every aisle at the grocery. If you're a single mom or a father or not, don't even have to be, just a mom or a dad or just, you know, whomever. You know, if that's the only time you can get a walk in, then walk every single aisle in the store. Walk up and down each aisle while you do your shopping. Do something that allows you to get some physical exercise. For me, another thing that I do, because it sometimes when it's, I live down on the Texas Gulf Coast, so in the southern border, so it gets pretty hot in the summer. It gets damned hot. And where I'm at, especially being on the coast, the humidity is just, it's, ugh, you know? So go to the mall. Walk around the mall. See a lot of folks in the mall because, you know, it's cool, it's clean, it's a safe place to go walk around. You know, just walk in the mall. But get out and maintain a healthy lifestyle and disconnect and unplug from the world for a minute. You know, stay connected with the people you love. Nurture relationships with family and friends and seek support when needed. Social connections can provide a sense of belonging and help to combat feelings of isolation. That was number three on my list. You know, and that's something that a blessing that you should give yourself. And it's something that I can tell you a story. Because I lost my sister this past year to cancer. And I can tell you that God brought us together, I believe this in my heart. About 6.5 years ago, God brought us together. And the subsequent 6 years that we had together, we saw each other through some tough times in life. My sister worked me through a pretty hard divorce. And we just became friends. We became close. You know, we had never in our lives, other than when we were children, were we that in tune with each other as brother and sister? Were we that in tune as a family? And we had that time. And I believe in my heart that God gave us that gift, because when she was diagnosed with cancer, he took her so fast. I mean, literally 45, call it a month and a half after she was diagnosed, she was gone. So I believe in my heart that God gave us that time together for us to have that. So for me, I would have that memory of her because it was her time to go home. And she was prepared for that. She had become in the last decade or so, you know, a devout Christian woman. She studied the Bible like I've never seen anybody study the Bible. You know? And many times, way before she ever knew that she was sick, she would tell me, you know, if something was going to happen to me, she said, you know, I'm at peace with that. And she said, you know what? That really feels good to me to know that I'm going to be okay. That I'm right with God in my mind so that I can move on to the next life. I can move on to heaven and I can have that next experience. And she felt honestly at peace with that. You could see it. You know when someone's telling you and someone's feeling something in their being. And I could sense it and feel it. So it was nice to be able to have that connection and to nurture that relationship together for that time so that that can be my best memory of my sister. I have many, many memories, but that's this last 6 years was a gift that, well, it was a gift. You know, the next thing on my list is setting boundaries and learning to say no. Protect your time and energy by setting healthy boundaries and learning to say no to commitments that don't align with your priorities or values. Don't be a yes person. That's why I say, I may not agree ideologically with something that someone does or the way that they believe, but it doesn't preclude us from being colleagues, companions, whatever you want to call a relationship. You know, we have relationships. You know, there are people in our careers and people in our path, people we do business with that we ideologically may not get along with, but, you know, we're okay with it because we have a mutual understanding for on a different level, you know. But don't say, it's just like the people that say no to baking, and then this is very controversial, who say no to baking a cake for gay couples because it goes against their religion. They go to another bakery. You know, there's been so many things where people's businesses were ruined over the fact that they thought, felt something different than what you did. I don't abide that on any level, on any, towards a group or towards something. You don't ruin someone. You just say, I don't choose to participate in that. Okay. I disagree. And I'm going to do my thing. You go do your thing. There's plenty of bakeries out there where you could go get whatever you want. But don't let someone's views do something that where you say you have to make an example of this person. Why? Because they didn't want to bake you a cake? To me, that just, I'm like, dude, you can, again, you can, I have gay friends. People in my circle of influence that are homosexual. I don't have a problem with that. I don't subscribe to it, but I don't have a problem with it. And they know that. and we're able to coexist on a friendship that we don't look that way. It's like my oldest friend, Dennis, who happens to be a black man. Dennis and I don't look at each other. He doesn't introduce me as his white hunky friend, you know, Bob, that to his friends, and I don't introduce him as my African-American friend, Dennis. Because we don't look at each other that way. What we look at each other as is friends. Damn good friends. Friends for a long time. Friends who've seen each other through good and bad times. And been there as a friend for each other. You know, I have my youngest son. He's half Colombian. I didn't look at his mother as, you know, any other way, but that at that time in our lives, we had a relationship and it was nice, it was good, and it was wonderful. But we didn't look at each other from a standpoint of race or cultural difference or anything else. We were two people that cared about each other. My son speaks fluent Spanish and English. One to the other. But he doesn't have, you know, he's just a good kid. That's, you know, it's the way we look at it. I'm his dad, he's my son, he's a good kid. Makes decent grades, works hard at school. You know, and he's gifted in many, many things. He also happens to be autistic. But none of that. When we go do something, go fishing, go, you know, any of those things, we don't look at each other from some preconceived notion. We just go do it as a family. You know, so be sure to set a boundary. And learning to, you know, if you don't want to be participate in something, then just choose to exit that. But shift your focus away from the negative aspects of whatever you think it is and just move on with your life. Go do something else. Because again, people don't work well from ultimatums. Doesn't matter what side of an idea you're on. Ultimatums don't work very well for anybody. Practice gratitude. Regularly acknowledge the good things in your life, no matter how small. Keeping a gratitude journal can help you shift your focus to positive aspects of your life. That's so important, I actually built and made a gratitude journal, and I put it on Amazon. Because that is an important thing to do, is to remember what you're thankful for. And as you heard me speak about things with my sister, you know, my level of gratitude for that is immeasurable. That was a gift, and I acknowledge it every day. That was a good thing. So keep your focus towards a positive reinforcement. What are you grateful for? You know, I love when people break it down to, I'm grateful that I can go in my kitchen and have a bowl of cereal. I'm grateful that I could go in my kitchen and have a bowl of ramen noodles. I'm grateful that I can play games on my cell phone. I'm grateful that I have a car that, although is a gigantic rolling piece of shit, gets me most days from point A to point B without too much trouble. I'm glad that I have the ability to take my kids to the park and hear them laugh and scream and do all the things that children should do. And I'm grateful that I have that time, that I can allow for that I can take that moment to be present with my kids doing what kids need to be doing, playing, having fun. So find, you know, there's plenty to find. You know, if you have a bed and a pillow to sleep on every night, that's something to be grateful for. If you have a shower with soap, shampoo, that's something to be grateful for, because there's folks out there that don't. You have loving pets that are in good health, that are happy and eat well and are spoiled to rotten. That's something to be grateful for. Your own personal health. Yeah, that's something to be grateful for. So keep that in the forefront of your life. I'm telling you, an attitude of gratitude is not a cheesy statement, it's an absolute must in any successful life. Have hobbies. Learn to engage in hobbies and activities you enjoy. Make time for pursuits that bring you joy and fulfillment, whether it's a creative outlet, a sport, or a leisure activity. So, you know, go take an art class. Go to yoga, you know. Go play flag football with your guy or girlfriends or a co-ed situation. Play tennis. Find a leisure activity. Learn how to enjoy learning about wines. Learning about good whiskeys. Spending time in a hammock reading a good book. Realize if you took an hour a day and read books for an hour a day, you would have 360 hours of information that you downloaded into your brain in a year's time. With that valuable information and so forth that you put in your head, what could you do from that? Where could you go from that? I always say, and it is the reason that you don't, that you're not afraid to do something, the reason that you're not afraid to try something, is because you've educated yourself beyond the "I don't know what's going to happen if I do this," the unknown. You take the unknown out of the equation, because now you've learned about what is the known. What am I going to feel at the end of this? What scares us and what stops us from doing things is the unknown. Am I going to look stupid? Am I going to step on my girlfriend's toes when I'm trying to waltz? Am I going to look like an idiot in front of all these people that I don't know? Seek something out that is an outlet for fulfillment and joy in your life. And this next one is a biggie, because I have to do it, and that's why I'm having this podcast now, is we have to limit exposure to negative news and social media. While it's important to stay informed, excessive exposure to negative news and social media can be detrimental to our mental health. Set limits and seek out positive content. So if you find yourself watching this tabloid bullshit on and I'm raising my hand real high right now, tabloid crap on the, because it's hysterical, because you're sitting there going, how can this person be so stupid? How can this situation be so stupid? You know, and instead watch videos on Masterclass. And I'm not plugging them, because there's a bajillion other outlets. It's just one that I know. But see what people who have achieved what you want to achieve, see how they did it. You know? It's like on again, this is no, I'm not plugging them because I'm getting paid. I'm not. But Masterclass, you can learn to shoot pictures like Annie Leibovitz. You can make films like Martin Scorsese or Ron Howard. You know, there's acting with Helen Mirren. There's, you know, God, I wish I could, I think golf with Tiger Woods and, you know, just ways that you can engage in something that will uplift your life. Give yourself some positivity, because if you don't stay positive, even in this shit world that we're living in right now, you have to find those veins to get into that positive flow of blood instead of the negative flow of blood. You need to get in that vein that's got positive energy and stick with it. And I have to do that. That's something that's a reason, again, that I'm doing this particular podcast, because this is something that, you know, I have to sit here and decide, you know, what am I gonna put in my head that's not just tyrannical bullshit, okay? And this is important as well. If you're overwhelmed and you're struggling, man, go seek professional help. Go to a counselor. There's a bajillion counselors out there. There's that work on sliding scales. There is pastoral counseling in churches, and some church bodies have pastoral counseling. Man, if you need it, take it. If you need a 12-step program, get in it, man. If you're having trouble with alcohol, drugs, get in there. Get in there. Can't tell you enough, man. Go do your thing. Don't feel like you're alone, because you're not ever alone. You know, even if, and some hardcore AA guys may say, hey, man, this is for alcoholics. Man, if you just need a good positive place to go and chill for a minute, go to an AA meeting. You know, these are folks that have come from the depths of hell and have done some pretty heinous and raunchy things in their life, and they're there trying to straighten it up, and I applaud that beyond measure. If you need to find some help, man, get to a meeting, get to a counselor. They're out there, you know. And remember to practice self-compassion. Learn that you're going to screw up. You're going to have shitty moments. You're going to have a past, perhaps, that, let's say, you were incredibly promiscuous, and that the basic word for your lifestyle could be best described as whore. Maybe it's a drunkard. Maybe it's a drug addict. Maybe it's a junkie. Maybe it's a homeless junkie. Maybe it's a fentanyl junkie. Whatever label you want to put on it, it's a past if you put it there. And give yourself some compassion like you would a good friend or a sibling that suffers. And it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. You can give that to yourself. You don't have to sit there and beat yourself up and say, oh, I'm a piece of shit, I'm this, I'm that. No, 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 no. And through all of this, you have to develop a mindset that you're coachable, that you're teachable, that you're willing to learn. Don't use words, and if you guys have listened to my thing, and you know that this phrase pisses me the fuck off, don't tell me you're old school, and don't tell me that I'm too old, this is just the way that it is. No, it's not. It's not, because what you're telling yourself is that you're afraid, and that's okay. you're afraid to change. You're not so old that you can't change. It's bullshit. And don't tell yourself that I'm just old school. I'm gonna be that way. No. You're just afraid to learn. So stop being afraid to learn. You have to be coachable, teachable, and you have to give yourself a chance to embrace challenge again. Embrace opportunities for growth and learning. You have to cultivate resilience by focusing on progress rather than perfection. And that's where a lot of people stop, is because they're wanting their life to be perfect, and your life is never going to be perfect, ever. You're still going to have ups and downs. It's still going to be, you know, you'll be going along and the rug will get jerked out from under you. But with the right knowledge and the right sense of, I got this. Yeah, the enemy is going to try and fuck your world up because they don't want you going to the other side. And guess what? When shit starts getting really good, that's when shit's going to start getting really hard. Because I choose to call the devil the enemy, but if the enemy comes at you, that's all the time when you need to go, shit, I must be doing something right. Because if your life's fucked up and everything's screwed up and you're miserable and you're doing things that fuck up your life and you're in trouble and you're doing things that you know are wrong, he's not going to sit there and let you think anything else other than, I'm going to leave this dude alone. You do you, boo. Fuck that life up. That's what the enemy's going to tell you. Oh, yeah, no, we keep going, yeah. No, don't mess with this person. Because that you will self-implode all by yourself. He doesn't need to help you. But when you're doing things that get you out of that mindset and get you into a better place, be damn sure there's going to be challenges. How many of you guys have heard that in the movie with Morgan Freeman? You know, if you want a better family, is God just going to make it a better family, or is he going to give you a reason to love each other? Whatever that challenge looks like, it depends on how you look at it and how you absorb it. If you need courage, is God going to just hand you courage, or is he going to give you things and challenges to become courageous? Think about those things for a minute. You can, you know, and nobody said it was going to be easy, and it's not. Not every day. Some days you're going to smile and it's going to be great and everything's going to be good, but then there's going to be a day when, you know, you kind of feel like the world's come to an end. However, after some delay or whatever, you know, some slipping, if you will, then you sit there and you go, all right, I know where to go with this. I know where to start. You know, and that's a good thing. It is. May not seem like it in the moment, but it's a good thing. There is always a lesson to be learned. Well, I can tell you that for probably the last couple of weeks, it's been a kind of tough for me because, you know, I'm changing a lot of things in my life. I've doing different things. I've had, you know, a healthcare or health scare with one of my kids, and you know, it's just being lost. You can get lost easily, and that's why I wanted to do this, because the gifts that have been given to me let me realize, hey, wait a minute, no, we're not going down a good path here, and we need to we need to look at a different way. So I hope that you will get something from this, take from it what you will, and I promise if you just do it, don't give up, even when everything in your body says, fuck it, I'm done, don't. If you have to, stop, sleep, start again new tomorrow. Rest your body. Go sit at a creek and just throw rocks, scream, yell, get it out. Scream in a pillow. Get it out. Tomorrow is a new day. As much as that is a cliche, it's the damn truth. Tomorrow is a new day. It's only going to take one really good thing to set everything positive in motion. And it may take some time to find it. But you're going to take little bite-sized chunks out of it every day. So think about those things for a bit. Take some time for yourself. Be kind to yourself. And remember, the internet is not your life. Your life's what you make it, not what the internet says it is. All right. So we have a link in our profile that takes you to our Linktree account, which lists all of the cool shit that we do. It'll take you to my Amazon author page. It'll let you go look at our store, which we have some really cool shit in our store. I hope you'll go take a look at it. We spent a lot of time building it up, and it's got a lot of fun t-shirts, hats. We even got strip poker cards. We got all kinds of cool shit in there. So all stuff to make you laugh or to make your friends laugh and just have a good time. So I hope that you'll check that out. We also have our YouTube page, which we're building up more. Our Rumble pages, which, and you also know that we have a news channel called Flight Risk News. So we got a lot going on, a whole lot going on. So our Linktree app will take you to anything that you want to go see to learn more about us. And we hope that you subscribe to the show if you have a opportunity to subscribe to the show. And financially subscribe to the show, please. Thank you so much. And for all our financial subscribers, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it very much. It's not expensive to do. I think it's as cheap as $5 a month. So if you like the content that you're getting, I promise you a subscription is will make sure that you're always up to date in what we do. And even if you can't afford it, still come, because I love you guys and I wouldn't have this any other way. So anyway, this is Robert Bruton with Flight Risk Podcast Show. Bye for now.